This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. As always, you're invited to join us on the radio waves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Of course, there's all kinds of stuff in the news to talk about. I know, Mark, you were really excited, apparently, about The Rock, the wrestler guy, yeah. actor, wrestler turned actor. Right. I don't know if he still wrestles.
Well, he'll wrestle if you pay him enough.
Sure. Who is apparently considering a run for president in 2020.
Like, he went on The View and said something to the effect of, you know, he is giving it serious consideration.
Yeah. I don't know if that's really newsworthy, because somebody thinking about running for president isn't exactly the same as somebody who is filing to run for president, right?
I don't even know if you can file this early to run for president.
I thought I heard that Trump, set the record for soonest filing. Yeah. As far as a re-election or something like that?
He's set the records for, worst polling data and, most disliked president, I think.
Now, there was a movie that Mike Judge made called Idiocracy.
Uh-huh.
Great film.
And when a reality TV star is running against a professional wrestler, we may have reached that.
Was that who ran against the wrestler in the movie? Because I know that the president in the movie is a former professional wrestler.
And a few other things, yes.
What was it, Camacho? What was his name, President Camacho?
Yes, Camacho, yeah.
Terry Crews, I think, was the actor.
He was
in that
basically
case.
Known for his porn star roles, I think.
Is that right?
Yeah. Not the actor, but the character.
And The Rock is known not for porn, but for doing some kind of chintzy, cheesy action flicks, right?
Indeed.
Throwaway kind of movies.
He's beloved by all.
I bet there are people who don't like The Rock, right?
Yeah.
I mean, some people in wrestling fandom probably don't like him because they have their favorites, and he may not be one of their favorites.
People in wrestling generally understand that wrestling is a show for entertainment, and I suspect they will therefore prefer The Rock over.
Plays a good guy, or is he a bad guy?
He was a good guy. Okay.
Sometimes they have turns. They'll go bad.
I'm sure he's had some moments where they turned the story. These are rather dramatic bits that they do. But wrestling's a show. It's a great one, a great show, athleticism. But it's a show, and I don't think that people will hold that against him. I don't know what it would take to hate Dwayne Johnson, but
that's his real name.
Yeah, that's his real name. But I'm sure that there's somebody out there that dislikes him for some reason.
Well, anybody who's on the other side of politics from him will probably dislike him.
At this point, we don't know much about him. If he can avoid making, really substantive statements, policy statements, like just sort of, populist statements, things like...
Kind of like Donald Trump.
A chick in every pot.
Okay.
Well, but Donald Trump made populist negative statements.
I see.
We're going to get them ex-folks, immigrants or, Muslims or whatever, and then that'll fix everything. If The Rock can make positive populist statements, then I think that he would have enough of the vote to, unseat. I think he probably could win a primary against
Trump
if he wanted to. But we don't know whether he'd be a Democrat or a Republican.
Both of them have been in the WWE ring.
Yes.
So that would be another thing the two men have in common. Is that
I believe
both actually been inside the ring.
Yeah, I believe that they would be like the only. This would be the first election where both candidates had DDT'd, Steve Austin.
Is that true?
Daryl would know. He made a joke like that. I attempted to replicate it as best I could.
Well, anyway, I don't know what else there is to say about it. There you go. Possibly the United States may have a former professional wrestler as its president. If that happens, what are the odds of it? I would say good.
Yep.
I would say that if he does run, that he'd have a good chance of beating whatever politician scum is in the primary against him, just because he's got the star power. And that works with Americans,
right.
Obviously.
I mean, and if you don't like it, this is what democracy brings you.
There you go. The lowest of the low.
Right? I don't know that it's low, but it's certainly, you know, the fact that a guy that has smiled and given people, put people in fake headlocks, has a, at this point, a pretty good chance of winning the election over a guy that, you know, has only imaginarily fired people and builds buildings. Like, I, you know, none of this makes sense.
So, in other news, from TechDirt.com, employees of the federal government swear an oath to protect and defend the Constitution. Assistant U.S. Attorney Rizwan Qureshi must have done that as well at some point. And among the parts of the Constitution he's supposed to defend is the First Amendment. But as a lawyer for the Department of Justice, he has a job to do, and apparently sometimes that job includes making bat-ass insane arguments to try to throw protesters and a reporter in jail against their First Amendment, basic First Amendment rights to assemble and to report. This is the case against six people who were singled out and prosecuted among hundreds of people who were arrested during protests around Donald Trump's inauguration. You remember those, right?
Yeah.
We wrote about it last month at Tech Dirt, mainly focusing on one defendant, Alexi Wood, a journalist who was filming and live streaming the protests. But she was still arrested and prosecuted. Pretty much everyone should agree that protesting is legal and protected under the First Amendment. Obviously, vandalism and property destruction are not. But the incredible thing about this case and the arguments that the attorney made from the government is that he didn't even bother to claim that the six defendants participated in violence or property destruction. He just argued a form of aiding and abetting the violence and damage. Just by being present, he argued, and complaining that they were, and he further complained that they were hiding behind the First Amendment. Here's a snippet from the Washington Examiner's report on the closing arguments in the case. Quote, a federal prosecutor said Thursday jurors must convict six people arrested during President Trump's inauguration because they, quote, agreed to destroy your city, and now they are hiding behind the First Amendment, unquote. During closing arguments Thursday, Assistant U.S. Attorney General Rizwan Qureshi offered no evidence that the six committed acts of violence or vandalism, or attended planning meetings for an anti-capitalism march that ended in the arrest of about 240 people in downtown Washington. Instead, Qureshi likened the defendants to robbery getaway drivers, guilty because they helped anonymize others in a crowd.
That's not how robbery getaway drivers work. It's not like that would be how it would be if you called an Uber to get your, you know, to get away from a robbery, but no.
Well, and also the Uber driver would have to know what you were doing and, like, be complicit in it, right?
If the trial for, you know, incitement to riot and property destruction only proved that these people were participating in a protest that is protected by the United States Constitution and the First Amendment, then they have, the state has, or in this case, maybe the federal government, has failed to prove its case, and the jurors should find them innocent.
The attorney or the U.S. attorney said further, quote, that's exactly what this sea of black was. It was the getaway car. And we'll talk about the sea of black here in a moment. So Tech Dirt continues, think about that for a moment. He's claiming they are guilty because they helped to anonymize others, the actual people who committed the crimes, in a crowd.
Just their existence, though, anonymized others.
That's, and the fact that they were there.
Right.
This is pure insanity on multiple levels, says Tech Dirt. First, anonymity is by itself protected by the First Amendment. Second, your own First Amendment rights don't get thrown out just because prosecutors can't find the actual perpetrators of violence in the crowd and decide to nab you instead. That's not how it's supposed to work.
Right. You know, so somebody runs out into the onto the sidewalk, you know, a Caucasian male who is nearly 6 feet tall with brown hair and dashingly good looks runs out of a bank and the cops decide to grab me instead. That is not going to work.
The specific argument against some of the defendants was equally crazy. Two of the defendants say they were acting as medics for the protesters. Indeed, one of them, Brittany Lawson, rather than fading into the anonymous crowd in black, was wearing a white helmet with a red cross. But check out how
they arrested the person wearing the Red Cross helmet.
But check out how Qureshi spun someone being there to help people who might get injured. Quote, Ms. Lawson was prepared for war and she was going to make it succeed, he
this
said.
This guy is basically advocating war crimes.
Saying she planned, quote, to mend them and get them up on their way. What do you need a medic with gauze for? I thought this was a protest, he said. There's nothing wrong with being
a medic.
Maybe they
had the expectation that some of the protesters would get hurt.
There's nothing wrong with being a medic, but she was aware there was a riot going on. Does that mean she should go to prison because she was there to help people who might have been injured in a conflict? 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can join us and share your thoughts here on freedom of speech. This is Free Talk Live.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash at Dash.org and help build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. 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 I've said it many times on air and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Shop online and support Free Talk Live. Every purchase you make at shop.freetalklive.com helps spread a message of liberty. From shop.freetalklive.com, you can shop at places like Walmart, Newegg, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Omaha Steaks, HostGator, and more. Plus, you can get discounts on web hosting, legal documents, or pretty much anything using saveatpurse.com. Just bookmark the link and help Free Talk Live while shopping online. Thank you for shopping with shop.freetalklive.com.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
Talk Live. You may not like protesters. That doesn't mean that you should be advocating for people who did not actually commit any kind of violence in a protest or property destruction to be punished. And that's what the U.S. federal government is trying to do in a case that TechDirt is reporting on. We'll continue with more about that, where basically they're arguing because they were simply there as part of a crowd, that they assisted the actual violence committing people in getting away, and so therefore they should be convicted. I mean, basically, they were just utilizing their right to assemble. That's protected in that pesky First Amendment. And utilizing, in some cases, their right to free speech and their right to be the free press. And now they're being, you know, punished for that and facing prison. We'll tell you more about it. You can also engage in free speech from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. If you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, your car is a great place to do it, or anywhere else that you can put a bumper sticker. You can go to LibertyStickers.com and check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages available to you at LibertyStickers.com. And if you want to get some idea of the quality of the Liberty Stickers printing, then you can always get a free bumper sticker from Free Talk Live by going to promote.freetalklive.com, and that's where you'll find a mailing address to which you send a self-addressed stamped envelope, and then we will shove a sticker in there and send it back to you. That's simple. So that gives you a good taste of the quality that you'll get when you order Liberty stickers, because they make custom stickers too. So if you've got like a business or, you know, organization of some sort and you need stickers done, get in touch with the folks over at libertystickers.com. As we continue here, the story is coming from techdirt.com about six people that have been prosecuted out of hundreds arrested at the protests surrounding the Donald Trump inauguration. And these six people are not accused at all of violence or property destruction. The assistant U.S. attorney who's prosecuting them in this case, Rizwan Qureshi, at no point made any allegations that they had committed violence. But he says that because they were there, they should be found guilty because they helped and helped to anonymize others escape in a crowd. Now, whether that was their intention or not is a whole other question, and I don't think that you could easily prove something like that without some kind of positive statement.
Yeah, the idea that if a car full of bank robbers pulls out on the freeway, that somehow all of us on the freeway are responsible for hiding those bank robbers is it's the farthest reach that a prosecutor could ever possibly make without being criminally negligent. Frankly, this person's boss should hear these arguments and demote them to cleaning out the garbage cans and, just drop these charges. This is ridiculous.
So there's one person who actually had a white helmet on in the supposed black crowd. She had a white helmet on with a red cross, but she was arrested, and the prosecutor accused her of, that she's not a medic, even though she claimed that she was there as a medic. He claimed, well, what do you need gauze for? I thought this was a protest. There's nothing wrong with being a medic, he said, but she was aware there was a riot going on. Now, back to Tech Dirt's opinions here. What? Being aware that a protest might turn violent and being interested in helping anyone who might get injured in no way makes you guilty of any of the violence. And claiming that she was, quote, prepared for war and she was going to make it succeed, unquote, what? Does Qureshi think that Doctors Without Borders is equally responsible for the war crimes that are committed for mending those who are injured during wars? As for Wood, the journalist who was live-streaming the event and was arrested for it, Qureshi went after him for saying woohoo during the live-stream. Quote from the Washington Times Examiner, prosecutors condensed Wood's footage to show his utterances of woohoo during acts of vandalism and when police fired flashbang grenades at protesters. That's not journalism, Qureshi said. He's egging them on. I know a lot of journalists who would take issue with his coverage.
Yeah, I think that people are generally going, you're generally going to ruin your credibility as sort of a journalist by, making sort of positive noises while something, terrible occurs. I don't think that rise. You can't be charged for it. But
apparently you can.
Well,
but you shouldn't be able to be prosecuted for that.
Right. I mean,
it shouldn't succeed.
It's as distasteful to me as people, you know, that set flags on fire and, you know, dance around happily when the Twin Towers fall. That's not going to make you positive in my mind, but I understand the difference between what is distasteful and what should be illegal. No, I do not wish to pay $60,000 a year to confine a person who has not yet figured out how to properly behave in public.
Now, the opinion here from Tech Dirt says it's true that many journalists would take issue with that kind of coverage because one of the great things about the whole First Amendment is that it doesn't effing matter because other journalists approve or disapprove of someone's style or coverage or opinions doesn't shed them of their First Amendment rights. Thankfully, Wood's lawyer pointed out that the government doesn't get to decide what's good journalism versus bad journalism. That's the very crux of the First Amendment. You have the freedom to speak, supposedly, in the United States. You have the freedom to be the media in the United States. That doesn't mean that you have to be as a sort of proper, prim and proper journalist would be, and that is to say sort of the classic, you know, journalism idea of you get both sides or, you know, all the sides to the story, and you try to stay neutral in those proceedings. That doesn't mean that, you know, even if you don't adhere to those sort of standard tenets of journalism, that you're not engaging in freedom of speech, or that your speech as a reporter shouldn't be protected simply because you may have a bias. If so, then go ahead and chuck CNN and Fox News and MSNBC and all of the rest of them in the river, because it's obvious they've got a bias as well. And does that mean they're not journalists? I don't know. Maybe they're not. Maybe nobody's a journalist anymore because everybody's got an opinion and it's all showing through these days. I don't know.
I feel like many journalistic outlets, their sort of editorial opinion shows through on the stories that they report, not how they report those stories. Like, you wouldn't necessarily find a reporter that was, let's use something that's a lightning rod. Now, a reporter who's reporting on feminism wouldn't necessarily go, woohoo! Every time somebody said something that was, women receive $76, 76 cents on every dollar that men do, woohoo, right? You wouldn't find a reporter reporting that, but the fact that they don't choose to debunk that statement by saying, well, when we figure in.
Right. They may not present
how many hours and, you know, all those other things.
They may not present the other side of the argument either.
Right.
Or they'll claim that they tried, but the other person didn't answer the inquiry and, you know, before press time, which they gave them an hour or something like that. Right.
So I think from an editorial standpoint, they are transparently biased.
Yeah.
But from a journalistic standpoint, they are far less so.
But either way, even if they were obviously biased, that doesn't mean that their speech is less protected. And it doesn't mean that their speech should get them put into prison because they let their opinion show through in their news piece. Their opinion piece.
What exactly do you charge a person for who has a camera and cheers when they record bad things happening?
Yeah. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We got a little more on what happened with these alleged protesters, although again, one was camera-toting so-called journalist. You can share your thoughts here. This is Free Talk Live.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health-sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free, bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450. Free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Protesters accused of being there while some other protesters actually committed acts of violence and or destruction. And if you believe the U.S. attorney or the assistant U.S. attorney in this particular case that we're reporting on here, courtesy of TechDirt.com, then you believe that just simply being present during an act is somehow or part of a crowd in which some of the actors that committed the violence escaped into, that somehow makes you part and parcel to it, and so therefore the jury should find them guilty, is basically the argument that is being made in this case. We'll tell you more about it coming up here. You can bring up anything you want. With you in the studio, by the way, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
Also, I do want to let you know about what might be a really nice present for some of the people in your life, the Blink Home Security System that you can get delivered to your door or the door of a loved one over at blinkprotect.com/FTL. Unlike the complicated wired home security systems, this one is wireless. There's one wire. That's the power cable that you plug in the hub. The cameras themselves are wireless. They're battery operated. They come with the batteries that you need. You pop the batteries in. You get it all set up via your Wi-Fi enabled device. So like your tablet or smartphone, super easy to get through the setup process. Mark, it was, 10 minutes or so for you?
I think that's accurate. Yeah, about 10 minutes.
And again, most of that time is just unboxing
putting the batteries right. in, you know, and then finding the place to put the camera. That's pretty much it. You can secure the camera in some way. That might take you a few extra minutes, right? They've got screws, and you can screw it in places.
Right. So I set the cameras up, and then I secured them into the wall with the screws. So the 10 minutes doesn't include the screwing.
Okay, there you go. So what do we have? What are we up to now? 15, 20?
Once I found a screwdriver conveniently, I didn't do it right away. I just have to set it on top of the refrigerator first.
And yeah, mine's just sitting out in the back room right now. So and that means it's easy to move it around, too, if you don't screw it in. So go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. You can get your Blink cams there. In fact, you get three of them for what some of the other guys will charge you for one camera in some security systems. Again, it's blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. As we go to your calls and thoughts, we can tell you more about the court case in question here, where, again, these protesters are being targeted by the federal government for just simply being present during a protest that some people turn violent. And remember, there have been plenty of occasions, by the way, in protests where we have seen undercover police officers, agents provocateur, who have come into a crowd in order to stoke it into violence. So I don't know what happened in this particular case, because, again, they didn't actually find or charge the people who were involved in the violence. They went after the people who were still standing around after it was over and decided they were going to be prosecuted.
Right. This isn't police work. I mean, you know,
it's just rounding up warm bodies.
Yeah, you find people who have committed crimes. You don't make up crimes for people that you found.
Let's talk to Mike. He's in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. Hello, Mike.
Gents, how are you this evening?
Good evening. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, I was just listening on the way home about your last segment about the different news organizations. I listen to Fox News a lot, and I listen, I watch. They seem to cover everything, the good and the bad, mostly the stuff on the right, obviously, but like Shep Smith and some people like that. He covers more of what you guys cover. He doesn't like Trump. But if you go to those other ones like MSNBC and CNN and all those places, they're constantly negative all the time. There is nothing good about the right at all, or even the libertarian. There's nothing there. And it just seems like Fox News is the only one that's out there besides, you know, some of the print stuff. But for TV-wise, it just seems like Fox is the only one that's there. You guys have any ideas?
No, I mean, for me, I don't want my TV journalism to be transparently for or against these things. I don't watch CNN. Sometimes I'll watch MSNBC because they're transparent, right? You know what they're all about. I'll watch Fox for the same reason, because you have some general idea what they're about. But if I watch reporting, I watch RT, Russia Today, with the understanding of that I am getting something that is close to Russian propaganda. But, I mean, you know, pictures and facts, I look for pictures, you know, the video and facts, right? Some of the stuff you can't lie about. You can interpret it, but you can't lie about it. My favorite happens to be Al Jazeera, but that's because they report on things that are outside of the United States. I mostly read about domestic news, and I mostly watch video about foreign news, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense.
I don't watch TV news. I don't have television. I haven't had it ever.
You've got a television. You watch movies.
No, I don't have cable television. I don't either. I don't have any delivery system.
You
for
can watch news on YouTube news now, systems. There, old crotchety man.
I don't
man.
Sit down and watch news anywhere.
Come on, man.
He doesn't.
No, every now and then you'll see a clip on, like, a YouTube or something, like, you know, if CNN or one of these other ones puts some sort of useful news clip. That's about the most I'll see from one of these old media TV news organizations. I've never sat down, I don't think, in my adult life and watched, like, a half an hour of CNN or Fox or, you know, whatever, one of these guys. But I have watched a half hour of RT. I can say that.
Yeah.
Mike, anything else you want to share?
You guys rock. Have happy holidays.
Thanks, man. We'll be here throughout the holidays, by the way, so stay tuned for more Free Talk Live. Yeah, that's right, man. We're live on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, New Year's Eve. We do this thing. Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. We got Tamira listening in Tacoma to our brand newest affiliate, KLAY. Hey, Tamira, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, thank you for having me. First off, I'm an elected official. I'm a precinct committee officer. I try to partake in precinct committee officer is a position in one of the two major political parties, and I won't mention which one, but I maybe divulge it later. Well, I want to try to keep this unbiased as I tell your listeners what went on. So I went to a town hall meeting earlier this year. I actually went to several in different districts, and this particular one I'm referencing was in Steilacoom, where Representative Dick Price, Republican, and another representative, I forgot her name, but she was a Democrat, were holding the town hall. I brought a sign that I made on a wooden stake that I was holding, and it was completely safe, but that's for, you know, the officers to determine, right?
Okay.
And I just wanted to mention to everyone, there's a vehicle mile tax coming down the pike. There's tests going on around the country. They want to charge us for each mile we drive. So this is my freedom of speech. This is my grievance I want to bring to the government. I'm not supportive of that. I go to the town hall meeting early, sit in the back. I'm out of the way, so I'm not blocking anyone's sight to look onto the front podium. And a police officer comes over and says, ma'am, you need to remove that sign. And I said, what for? And he says, it's against city code. I said, show me the code, because I know how to read. I mean, that's one thing us Americans need to do is read or seek out reading when you're told something that's very questionable. So he went out, he got his buddy, came back, and let me tell you, this was the Steilacoom police. Came back and they wanted to corner me by asking me to go into a big broom closet, which this is an old town hall facility, so you just have to imagine the big old broom closet.
Yep.
And knowing what's gone on with freedom of speech over the recent years, I said no. Whatever you want to tell me, you can tell it right here in front of all the other
citizens.
Right. If you're not being detained, if you're not under arrest, you don't have to go with police anywhere.
Yeah.
Now, if you're trespassing or, you know, there is some ordinance or whatever, they can kick you off the property, but they can't just say, you've got to go to the broom closet with us.
Hang on, Tamira. If you can, I want you to continue your story with us here. More in moments about what happened at the town hall meeting. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. I've been in a similar situation. I think she's handling it pretty well so far, demanding to know, you're citing some sort of code? I'd like to know exactly what you're citing, please. That'd be helpful. Before I leave, it's Free Talk Live.
From the third letter of Captain Mark. The Crown's observation conditions us to be dishonest with ourselves. Therefore, constant surveillance produces a society of constant deception. Honest communication is the seed of civilized conduct. To deny us this seed is to deny us its fruits. But the Crown's primary objective is to stifle free thought itself, to make its subjects incapable of dissent. Seasoned pirates have always encrypted messages and codes and ciphers, so intercepted transmissions were incomprehensible. But today the Crown possesses advanced tools of pattern recognition that document, profile, and predict our every move. Today, piracy requires hailing frequencies completely invisible to the Crown. We are tired of poltergeists in the static. Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels, or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in. Bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Of course, you can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. We've got a forum where you can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners, whether it's talking about topics we've discussed on the air, or talking about things we haven't talked about. It is completely up to you what you do over at the Free Talk Live forum. Go to forum.freetalklive.com. You can get interactive there. That's forum.freetalklive.com. Ian and Mark here continuing with your calls. Tamira is on the line in Pierce County, Washington, listening to KLAY out of Tacoma, and it's our newest affiliate. So welcome aboard, Tamira. You were talking about how you were at a town meeting with some political candidates, and you brought a sign with you, and you had it in the back of the room, so you weren't blocking anybody's view. But police officers came up to you, and they told you that you were not allowed to have that due to some kind of city ordinance. And you said, well, I want to see the ordinance in question. They left, then came back, and invited you to join them in a broom closet, where they would then tell you further what they wanted to tell you. And you made the right move I'm saying this as a longtime protester myself and being involved in very similar circumstances. You made the right move in not going with those guys, because who knows what they would have said or done in that room when they were alone with you. They could have cooked up any old story that they liked. Instead, you said, hey, look, guys, if you've got something to say, you need to say it right here in front of everybody else. Go ahead with the rest of your story.
Yes, thank you. So the officer that had first approached me had admitted that it wasn't city code. It was the rules that the people who booked the room made up. And I asked who booked the room, and it happened to be the representative in our state capitol. And that I found out by removing myself from the officers present, going over to the people who were helping sign people up, asked to confirm who booked the room, and they said Representative Dick Murray. And let me throw this at you. Dick Murray, again, is a Republican. I am a Republican PCO. I am known in the Republican realm. I am one of those that likes to read the rules and adhere to them. Unfortunately, in King and Pierce County, it gets really foggy for many of the folks that try to run the show. So immediately, my mind went to telling the officers, you violated my constitutional right, First Amendment, my right to redress of grievances. I set off to write a letter after the event. Wait.
Before you go on, you left, I take it. They insisted that you leave or you'd be arrested? You what?
I actually stayed. I stayed, but it took me a whole half hour to get down to who really booked the room because I didn't want to just go by what the officer said. I want to verify that. It's always important to verify.
Sure. They weren't, like, trying to push you out of the room, though, during this all this time when you're trying to ascertain this? Because in my circumstance, which you can actually see in Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree at victimlesscrimespree.com because we got a video, but they were very insistent that we leave and we're not going to hang around as we, investigated their claims. So they just kind of let you, pitter about in there and talk to different people and ask questions about this?
Yes, the room was filling up very quickly within a 30-minute time frame. There ended up being 200 people in this town hall. So they might have lost track of me, and I'm not an intimidating-looking person. I dress professionally. I'm a slender gal, and I was respectable when I approached them, but very firm that they were violating the Constitution, which they took the oath to as a police officer.
So you poked around a little bit more. You found out who was running the event. You informed the officers that your rights had been violated, but ultimately you ended up leaving before the event started. I'm still trying to get a little timeline here.
I stayed the entire event.
You did.
I actually saw some people I knew.
And did you have the sign the whole time?
My sign was left in the corner by the officers, and
so they disarmed you, basically.
No, I actually left it there so I wouldn't have to meander through the crowd with the sign as I took my pen and paper to write down who was involved in this violation.
All right. So what happened later?
Well,
go ahead, Mark.
Go ahead and finish the story.
Cut it real short, I went home after the officer who really was the one instigating all this thanked me for my cooperation. I told him, oh, well, you're very welcome, but I am writing a letter, and you did violate my rights. Wrote a letter to the head police chief for that city, the mayor, the city council, and then one of the visiting mayors from the town next door. And I told them, you're supposed to uphold your oath. You need to go through protocol with your police department and kind of pointed out some big topics of, when is it proper to isolate an individual that's non-threatening? Since when did the Constitution change? So basically, you have to hold them accountable.
Mm. Did they ever respond?
I didn't ask for a response, and no, they did not respond.
Yeah.
All right, so here's my question. I get that you and Ian want to do protests at political events, and I can see why you would want to do such a thing. Imagine this for a second, though. So this was a Republican event. You're a Republican committee person or something to that effect.
It was an everybody event. Everybody was invited for the town hall.
Yeah. Right, yes. But it's an event that's organized by a Republican, and you're a Republican.
No, it was the town hall meeting that the legislators hold to update constituents and anyone else interested in what's going on in the legislative body.
Fine.
Bills. Mm-hmm.
I'm here in New England. We have town meetings. Those town meetings, we vote on all kinds of things that affect our town and that sort of thing. But, there has to be a level of order that's instituted. And if you have the right to hold a sign, do you have the right to free speech? And if you have the right to free speech...
Holding a sign is free speech.
It is. It's the press or something like that. But, can I go up and bellow at the front of the room and attempt to drown out the speaker at my town meeting? right? Like at some point or another, we have to do business around here. And I do see that in your case, you probably just had a fine sign you're holding at the back of the room or whatever. What these people see is the slippery slope fallacy. They say, well, if we let one lady, well-dressed lady with a sign in, then we're going to have to let every unwashed hooligan in with, screaming whatever epithets at politicians that they are, like my friend here. And
well, they would probably charge you with, like, disorderly conduct or something if you were interrupting the proceedings.
They could
like
charge
that.
You with disorderly conduct for having a sign, right? Like, that's at some point, somebody has to set up rules, right? Mm-hmm. And those...
What are you suggesting?
I don't know what I'm suggesting. I'm suggesting that if somebody rents a hall, that they get to set up rules. And if those rules are
if
you don't get a sign...
If it's for a town meeting, then you don't get to decide people can't express themselves in a, with a sign. Now,
you can
I can understand the
how
argument...
people express themselves.
I can understand the argument that, you know, bellowing would interrupt the proceedings, but nobody could make the argument that holding a sign in the back of the room...
They can if they make the
is
rules.
...is going to. Yeah, but if
Let
it's a town hall... people
if I may. Yeah. This is a meeting for the public. It's at a public facility, and public meetings on public government property, it is constitutionally right to express your freedom of speech. Granted, it is not interrupted of what everyone's there for, and everyone's there for exchanging their comments to the legislators and the legislators updating the people what the progress has been and what the hindrances have been down at the state capitol.
I get where you're
right
coming
on.
From. And I think that a sign, you know, a tasteful sign in the back of the room...
I don't care if it's untasteful.
Well, I know
it's
you
freedom
don't.
Of speech.
I'm aware that you do not. However, if your
That's
sign...
That's the whole point of free speech, is you protect the untasteful things.
Right.
You protect the unpopular speech.
But freedom of speech has to be limited, right?
No. It does
not. If you're
going
to say that free speech isn't limited, then the bellowing at the front of the room is on the table again.
Yeah, I think I see what you're saying there, Mark. As far as, you know, interrupting a proceeding, there would be some limitation to that.
Some speaker is going to come to the front of the room and decide that a sign is
I don't care
just
what
too
they
disturbing.
Say. Doesn't
to them.
Matter.
I understand you don't care.
That doesn't stop them from speaking. Someone holding a sign in the back of the room does not stop that person from speaking. If they're intimidated by what the sign says or they don't like the content of the sign, that's their problem.
Can you take the sign to the front of the room?
Sure. I think
can you hold
be
it up
to...
nice and high so people can't see?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. See, yeah. You don't care. Madam?
No, I don't care.
Madam, the question to you.
Tamira?
The question
Tamira?
To me.
Yes. Can I take a sign to the front of the room and hold it nice and high so the people behind me can't see it?
I would take the sign to the front of the room.
It's fine to block people's view of the public event at the town hall, at the public venue.
If I'm a tall person and there's a short person sitting behind me, am I supposed to move behind them because I can't see?
You're
interrupting over my head.
Tamira.
Well, if you have an answer, Tamira, hang on.
I personally wouldn't be that rude to block people's view, but. You know,
right, and I don't think most people would either, but thank you for the call tonight, Tamara. I appreciate it. I don't think most people would either, but the whole point of freedom of speech is to protect those who are rude and protect those who are uncouth and those who do say things that others don't like, because if you don't, then they'll come after you someday. We're coming up.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
There's stores I love to eat. Yay!
ThePowerMall.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.